When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive here on 96.5 The Fan. Now, I know that I've given Rob a hard time about not being here. Rob knows that it's tongue-in-cheek, that we're just having a little bit of fun, and the text line has been cooking me for not being here yesterday. I'm not ready to tell you guys yet why I wasn't here, but I promise you, soon enough, I will explain why I wasn't here, and I think a good portion of you will be very excited about what I'm working on. You will find out certainly in due time. Rob, unrelated to that, I do have a question. I'm not trying to be funny. This is not tongue in cheek. I'm legitimately asking this question. I like to ask you two Americas because I don't know sometimes, and you always give me a great perspective. The card game Speed, is that a two Americas game or is that an everybody game?
I sometimes feel like I'm a bad barometer for two Americas, but I personally can say me and my friends do not play Speed, and I'll be real honest with you, I do not know what Speed is. So it's possible that's two Americas.
So you're saying I should ask the text line?
Should ask the text line.
Because right now, for two Americas, the only person that I can ask from the other America is you.
Yeah.
So now, I look at you, you're supposed to answer all of these questions for me that I have about the other America. If you don't answer them, how will I know?
I will answer for myself. I don't know anything about the card game Speed, nor have I ever played it. So it's possible I'm speaking for the whole contingent, but it's possible I'm speaking for just myself.
No, that's perfectly fine. Text line 913-586-7965. I'm being serious. I do not have the answer. The card game Speed, is that a two Americas game? Is that something you're familiar with? Is that just something, hey, if you play cards, because I'm not the biggest card guy fan, but I do love playing the card game Speed. I just wasn't sure. Rob, I haven't told you this yet. We didn't really get a chance to talk a lot about our personal lives as we were getting ready for the show today. I'm going to tell you that I had an insane amount of Miller Lite this weekend. I don't really know why I was in the mood to drink.
I'm being serious.
I don't really know why. I just was, you know what? Let me just drink a good American beer. And I just was drinking Miller Lite all weekend. I didn't drink anything else. I just had Miller Lite. It was great. It was very tasty. Very, very, very exciting time. For the 4th of July, had no barbecue. Just ate hot dogs and drank Miller Lite. It was phenomenal.
I mean, nothing wrong with Miller Lite. That's fine. Live your life. It's a wild delineation from your usual, hey, we're talking on Monday. Hey, I went to Weston or I had a couple quirks.
I was in Weston and you know what I drank while I was there? Miller Lite.
You went to Weston and drank Miller Lite?
All day. It was great. Great time.
Is Weston do a big thing for the 4th? I'm asking you mayor.
Yeah, they do. That's why I was there. They do like the fireworks and stuff. No, it was a great time. Family was there. We had a great time. Had a Miller Lite while I watched the fireworks. Like, oh, man, this is amazing. I'm starting to get it. You know, like a lot of those things people enjoy in float trips, I just enjoy them without the water now. Like, I don't need to go on the water. I'll just hand me one. Hand me one of those right there. What's that, a Miller Lite? Like the nice little classic packaging, the can. It's always great. Always delicious. Text line is very on the fence about the card game Speed. I love Speed.
I'm probably like you. I'm not the world's biggest card game guy.
Speed's one of the few card games that I know and can explain and actually play.
And that's not for me.
I mean, let's just continue with the non-sports theme, at least for a couple more minutes. We played this earlier in the show today because I'm just simply trying to understand the thought process of other people. I'm not here to judge you in your life. Whatever you are into, that's perfectly fine. You're not harming anybody. You are allowed to have different interests than me. I don't understand jumping out of a perfectly good plane. Like, the plane's just riding just fine, and you're like, wait, you know what we should do? We should jump out of the plane. That sounds crazy to me. You're standing on a ledge looking at a beautiful sunset, and you think, you know what? We should jump off of this cliff. I don't understand that mindset. My mind is not wired that way. I also don't know how you can get on a roller coaster after it already malfunctioned, and then you get back on the same roller coaster. That blows my mind.
The tallest, fastest, and longest tilt roller coaster in North America has not had a successful start. Take a look at this video obtained by 19 News. People stuck on Cedar Point's newest ride, Siren's Curse, forced to get off after it broke down Wednesday night. This is the second time it's broken down since it opened on Saturday. You can see riders carefully walking along the tracks, hundreds of feet in the air, eventually making their way to a small emergency staircase. People who were at the park reported the riders being trapped for close to 40 minutes. These photos show a crew working to get everyone off the ride. We were told by a spokesperson from Cedar Point the riders were escorted off because it would not restart. Cedar Point celebrated the opening of Siren's Curse just 5 days ago on June 28th. Just hours into the grand opening, the 160-foot roller coaster experienced issues. The amusement park said it had a delay that paused the ride's operation, and the ride was stuck in the vertical position for approximately 10 minutes.
We'll move on from this. I don't want to spend much more time on this. I don't understand. I get why people like roller coasters, the thrill, the excitement. I'm sure they're fun. I'm not getting on any of them. Someone asked earlier, have you ever rode? No. If your question is fill in the blank, have you ever ridden fill in the blank roller coaster? Assume the answer is no. I've never been on the Timberwolf. I've never been on the Zambezi Zinger. I've never been on the Patriot. I've never been on any of them. I don't want to get on them. The Detonator, none of that. I am coat guy at Worlds of Fun. I'm hold the purse guy. That's who I am. Oh, what are you about to go do? Oh, I'm going to go ride the Mamba. Oh, it's okay. I'll stand here. I'll hold your purse. I don't mind it. I'll keep myself entertained. I'll go shoot baskets and try to win the team-issued little basketball that I'll lose in a week. I don't have any interest in getting up there. I certainly don't have any interest getting on a roller coaster after it malfunctioned for 40 minutes, and now I'm going to be the next person to ride it? Absolutely not. No chance. I'm not getting on that thing. Never. It's a death trap up there in the sky. What I hate about roller coasters is you're stuck. You can't just opt out of the experience. Like, if I don't like a movie, I can just leave. Like, oh, this is dumb. I'm just not watching this anymore. I can just leave at any point. No one's keeping me in here. No, when you get on that roller coaster, you're not getting out. You've made that decision. And the last thing I want to be in that situation is on this. Please get me out of here. Doe, let me out. I never want to be in a situation where I'm walking on the roller coaster. I never want to be in that place. I've seen it before. I've been at Worlds of Fun and the Mamba gets stuck and they can't get the ride back on. So now you and your friends got to walk down it. No chance. If that happened to me, I'd own Worlds of Fun. I'd be the owner of it. Who owns it right now? Maybe me. That would be the answer of it. When you chat GPT, who runs Worlds of Fun, the answer would be Carrington. That would be it. Because I'd sue him.
I'm not going to make fun of you for not being a roller coaster guy. I have friends who aren't roller coaster guys.
Not getting on it.
That's fine. I don't understand the allure of going to Worlds of Fun if you're not a roller coaster guy. All right, there's Carnival Games, which, let's be honest, wildly overpriced. Hey, I'm going to pay $27 to shoot a basketball into a hoop, and I win a $9, you know, for UB Missouri basketball. Bad deal. That's not a fun time. You're just losing money. I'm going to buy expensive, overpriced ballpark food? No thanks. You don't ride the rides. It's usually hot. What are you doing at Worlds of What? Just don't go. I don't understand why you still show up.
It just seems like a really good time. A lot of people don't like baseball and go to Royals games. It's fun. You're out here, those hot dogs or the hot dog derby. You get a beer. And it seems like a great time, like a great outdoor activity. Someone on the text line said, "CDOT, what if Joy asked you to ride the Mamba and then she would be your girl? I don't think you got to do that. I just have to get a better job. I'd much rather just get a better job in that scenario. And then I think I got a real good shot with Joy." Allegedly.
Corporate champ.
Allegedly. Corporate I want to throw that out there. Allegedly. That's all I got to do. I just got to get a better job. I don't have to get on the Mamba. I don't.
If you guys get an email alert or a alert one day from Twitter, Carrington Harris, the new president of Odyssey, we know the next step. Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly.
Hey, Joe, are you looking for work?
I got some stations.
Hit the
allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly, no, for sure. Definitely allegedly.
What we all learned from Pat McAfee and Brett Favre.
Yeah, just say allegedly. Yeah, allegedly. I'm not here. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Rumors
allegedly.
And hearsay for now.
Allegedly. Hit the button.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Carrington knows that hits brought to you by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu.
Shout out to Baker University.
Do you want to start with the stadium? I know you're tuckered out of stadium.
It's not that I'm tired of the stadium. It's just nothing happens. This is my analogy. You can fade the music down. This is my analogy. Have you ever been talking to a girl and you were like, "Hey, we should do something sometime." She's like, "Yeah, for sure. I'll let you know." And then you hit her up again like, "Oh, I'm kind of busy. Hey, you know what? I do want to hang out though. I'll let you know." It's only so many times that you can reach out like, "Hey, let's schedule something." For like, bro, this is never going to happen. They've been telling us this thing has been going on for a year. We don't really have much more information than we did when the vote failed. We've been having the same debate now for 15 months. Do they want to build a new stadium in Kansas or renovate what they have in Missouri? We know what the money is on both sides. There's nothing new. They give you a little bit. They give you a crumb. We haven't even seen real pictures from either side. When's the last time that we got an official rendering from either team? It's been over a year since we've seen that. We get no pictures. Can the Royals buy some land in Kansas so we can talk about it? Can the Chiefs please buy some land so we can discuss it? Nothing happens. It's just a lot of yapping about nothing. That's what I'm tired of when it comes to them. All right, so I want to play a couple of things for you guys, and then we'll move on. Here is Mark Donovan talking about the factors that they have to consider versus building a new stadium or renovating Arrowhead Stadium.
Just to be consistent, you know, we've said all along that we're going to do the proper due diligence to figure out what is the best decision for our fans, for this franchise, for our organization, for the future. And I think that the decision between new and renovate is part of the detail of the deals. And as I said, we're making great progress on both sides. They're different deals. And once we have all the details, which is the phase we're in right now, it's literally details, final definitions, exactly that we're all on the same page. And then we'll take that information and we'll make the decision.
Details, final decision. Okay. Rod, did you learn anything in that? We played 38 seconds of factors that they need to consider from both sides. Did we gain any insight? Do we have any clue on what they're thinking or how they feel? The only thing that we learned, I'm not even joking, the only thing that we learned is that if they decide to stay in Missouri, which you remember, I have been saying this for over a year now, the major reason of why I voted yes back last year for this conversation is I don't think we ever get out from under that tax. If you want the Chiefs and the Royals to stay in Missouri, you are going to pay that tax in some capacity. So the Chiefs basically told us that today. If you want us to renovate Arrowhead, it is going to take a public vote in April to approve the money. Here's Mark Donovan.
If you look at the way the deals have worked in the past and what we proposed in the April was to continue a tax. And I think the numbers make the most sense that way. That's the feedback we've gotten from the legislature as well as the state. So I believe that's probably the most likely path.
Windows for that, I mean, is November something you guys would consider at all? Is that something that you think would be too quick?
Yeah, your two windows are November and April. I think given the timeline, it'd be difficult to hit the November date at this point, so you're looking more and more at April.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, they're not getting something on the ballot in 3 months, 4 months. So it would be an April vote. If you want the Chiefs to remain in the state of Missouri and the Chiefs say, yes, we want to renovate, you already said no one time. You will not get multiple opportunities to say no. I think the Chiefs are going to stay in Missouri. I'm not super confident. Don't quote me. I think they are going to stay. And in April, they will give you the opportunity to vote whether or not you want them to stay. Like, they're going to give you the choice if you want them to stay or not. But, I mean, if you want to talk about this, the system that they got running now, they're going to get 50% of it paid by the state of Missouri. They're like, wait, that's actually not enough. Like, we actually need significant amount more money than that, and we want that money to come directly from you if you want us to stay. What a hustle they got going on there. It is one of the greatest. It's one of, honestly, the greatest schemes that America has set up. I mean, we've set up a lot of great schemes. This is an amazing scheme. They get to double dip from multiple parts of our pocket. They can take a little bit of the state money, then take a little bit of the local money. It's insane how they got this thing set up to get us to pay for their brand new stadium. Let's continue to talk football. Let's switch to a little college football. The commissioner of your conference, Brett Yormark. So they are thinking about changing the college football playoff structure. It never made sense to me how they're back in the old days. There were five power teams, yet four spots for the playoffs. Shockingly, this caused people to argue. So they expanded the playoffs. All right, cool. Well, we went from four to 12. We just skipped all the numbers in the middle. Now we have 12. We have the 12-team playoff for one season, and now we are already arguing about expanding the playoffs now from 12 to 16. They are going to expand to 16. The question is, how are we going to determine what 16 teams now make the playoffs? Brett Yormark has told you the stance of the Big 12. They want the five conference winners to automatically be included in the playoff, and then we'll pick 11 wild card or at-large teams. Here's the commissioner of the Big 12.
5-11 is fair. We want to earn it on the field. It might not be the best solution today for the Big 12, given your comments about AQs. But long term, knowing the progress we're making, the investments we're making, it's the right format for us. And I'm doubling down today on 5-11. And I know Jim Phillips will, and I'm sure some of the other conference commissioners will as well.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a little conflicted by this. I actually think Brett Yormark is on the right side of this in, quote, deciding it on the field. I think that more times than not, his conference is going to be on the one left holding the bag. If they end up doing kind of the other system, so the Big Ten would get a guaranteed number of spots, the SEC would get a guaranteed number of spots, the Big 12, the ACC, but they would just get less. I think if you're the Big 12, locking in a guaranteed two spots every year is probably the best thing for your individual conference. Let's be realistic. The Big 12 is never getting three teams in the college football playoff. It ain't designed for them to get three teams. It just ain't designed that way. They can get two. I think this upcoming season they could get two. They could get Texas Tech and K-State, or they could get Arizona State and whatever team. I think they could get two in most years. They will never get more than that. There will be more years that they get one than they get three. So why not just take two every single year and go from there? Yes, it wasn't, quote, decided on the field, but you operated in what was in the best interest of the conference. Brett Yarmuk thinks they don't need any of that. He thinks they're getting 12 this upcoming season.
And once again, I believe we will be the deepest football conference in America. No league offers the competitive balance that we do. Last season, the Big 12 led the nation in fourth quarter lead changes and go-ahead scores in the final minute of conference games. And this year, our star power, especially a quarterback, will be on full display. The Big 12 returns nine starting quarterbacks who threw for over 2,400 yards last season. The rest of the Power Four combined, just 11. We also boast one of the nation's top coaching lineups, from Hall of Famers to rising stars. I fully expect the Big 12 to earn multiple college football playoff bids this year, and to show once again that we can compete with anyone.
Rob, I'm not even trying to hate. There's star quarterbacks in the Big 12? Who? Star quarterbacks?
I mean, Sam Leavitt for Arizona State.
Okay. They got other ones?
I mean, I think K-State fans would say Avery Johnson's a star.
He might be at the end of the season. He's a star quarterback today.
Iowa State fans would say Rocco Becht. I would say they're crazy.
All right, well, now we're just naming guys that returned.
Crazy.
Now we're just naming quarterbacks that are back last year.
Nuts.
And I like Avery Johnson. I think Avery Johnson's a good player. I don't know if I would use the term star quarterback to describe him. I will say this about K-State. We obviously have a lot more time to get into K-State football. Next week, we're going to have K-State Day. The quarterback's going to be on the show. The coach is going to be on the show. We're going to really talk a lot of K-State next week. I kind of feel like it's, I don't want to say now or never for K-State, because I'm not really sure if Avery's the guy that's going to like leave early to go to the NFL. It kind of feels like, hey, this is the year to win the Big 12 if you're K-State. Avery's back for this upcoming season. Dylan Edwards is now a junior. You got a lot of continuity there. I don't know if there's one kind of marquee team in the Big 12. I guess you might argue it's Arizona State. But if you think that way, if you're K-State, I mean, this just feels like a 9 or 10 win K-State team that has a chance of winning the league. And if you win the league, then you're guaranteed to make the college football playoff. To me, that's how you got to be thinking this year if you're the Kansas State Wildcats. I don't really know who's on their schedule or who's on the Big 12 that would stop you from feeling that way.
I mean, I'm not going to speak for K-State fans. Tech. Now, Tech is the flavor of the month because they spent a lot of money in the portal. Like, all the things people dislike about college football, Tech was doing in big time in the portal. So Tech might be the big hang up on K-State's schedule. But outside of that, I mean, maybe at Kansas, because like road game, rivalry game, but like Iowa State now is in Ireland, so that's not really a problem. I mean, it feels like K-State's biggest hurdle might be Texas Tech this year, which is a crazy sentence to say.
Also have them at home.
Yeah, so I mean, that game's at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, so you feel really good about that one.
I mean, I'd probably say on the road against Utah. I'm not familiar with who Utah is going to have at quarterback, but it's just on the road at Utah. I'm guessing that game's going to be at night, and those games are just always tough to win.
But Utah was so down last year.
Yeah,
right?
Just you and I both know on the road at Utah late in the season, that's a house of horrors where you normally get knocked out.
I mean, Colorado, I don't expect much from this season. Their non-con's pretty soft. Like, it definitely seems like it's there for the taking for the Cats.
Someone said, why are you guys always talking down on Iowa State? Is there a reason to talk up on Iowa State? I mean, I ain't got no beef with Iowa State, but I mean, like, y'all done nothing. You're okay at basketball and okay at football. You're all right. Okay. Rob doesn't like you guys. I don't have no beef with Iowa State. I just think you're fine. You're just a 8-win team every year.
but they talk like they're a 10-win team.
Yeah, you hate Iowa State. I don't have any beef with
them. If I were to create a hierarchy of teams I hate, Missouri is one. Iowa State's on the Mount Rushmore.
Do you hate Iowa State more than K-State?
No. No.
You don't really talk crazy to K-State, though.
What am I supposed to say? They throttle my team in football pretty consistently. At least Kansas beats Iowa State. It gives me a little
yearly
fun. A little chit-chat.
How does it feel whenever a team looks at a schedule and they see that bird right there and just write W over it? They don't even contemplate whether to write an L. W.
They've been doing that for 17 years.
Just W is what they write down. All right, we'll catch you guys tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.